שלום עליכם, תראו על פעמים. ברוכים הבאים לכל המדהים. Welcome to all of this group. I hope that everybody is well, will stay well, or for sure getting well. Uncle Yoshua is asking to say some divi chizuk in midst of the whole world's situation of the coronavirus, the pandemic, which is almost taking hold of everyone in this world. Everyone is fully aware of what's happening and the dangers that it has caused to the world. We're all worried, we're fearful, we're confused, we don't know what should we do. We say in that offering, Asha Ishi Ishmael, Shechel, Savoso, Devoko, Yosim Aliba. How happy is the person unfortunate who listens to your mitzvahs, Hashem, to your Torah, and your words he will place on his heart. And we know that Saba, the Tzadik of Devoko, is a special English to the words of Devoko Yosim Aliba. And your words he will place on his heart refers the private and special words that Hashem speaks to every individual. When events happen, these are messages from Hashem to us to try to understand what he wants from us. Hashem is talking to us. We are hearing many messages. Everyone who sees this event, who is a part of it, has thoughts and messages that he should act on. I have some thoughts that I can offer from this past week's Parsha Vachodesh. Rashi, the first Rashi in the Torah, says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lo Rahoya, Zor Zahakilis HaTorah, Ela Me'akodesh HaZelachem. The Torah should really have started from HaKodesh HaZelachem instead of Bereshis Bara'im. Why? Shehu Mitzvah Mitzvah Rishono Shishitztavu Bo Yisrael. Because HaKodesh HaZelachem is the first mitzvah which was given to all of Klal Yisrael. Mitzvahs were given already to Adam HaRishon and to Noach and Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov and to Moshe and Mora. But here in the Mitzrayim, this is the first time that Hashem was addressing all of Klal Yisrael. This was now the opening of Hashem's relationship with Klal Yisrael, with the collective body of every Yid in Klal Yisrael. And what is this mitzvah? And what is that mitzvah? The mitzvah is, as the Pesuk says, right at the beginning, Dabu Kol HaRachmei Yisrael Lemo. The Eshel HaKodesh HaZeh on the 10th of this month, the Yichul Ohed Ish, everyone should take for themselves a lamb that they follow to every family and a lamb to every house. That means that every household in this land, every little family, big or small, had to take their own carbon Pesach. Ideally, they would eat the Korban Pesach only with the members of their own family. Only be the Eved, the Yimat, Abayis, Yos, Yisrael, if the house, the family was too small to be able to be eaten completely by one family, so there shouldn't be any nosa or anything left over, then you can go to enjoy your, join your neighbors. But ideally, primarily, it was supposed to be every family. Every little unit, family unit, was supposed to have their own Korban Pesach. Seven days, all those seven Avodis, every family big and small, was to focus their Avoda now on their own family, the nuclear family. As that translates, nuclear family, the primary social unit. When you want to build a big social unit, a Klal Yisrael, we are starting with the primary social unit consisting of parents and their offspring. This is the first mitzvah for the Klal, but in it lies the secret of how you create a Klal Yisrael. In the mitzvah lies the secret of how we are going to be building Klal Yisrael. There can't be a Klal Yisrael unless there is a Reb Yisrael. There cannot be a great Jewish nation unless there are individual great people. At first Pesach, Hashem says, stay in your homes with your family. Don't go out of your family. Focus on your family. Every family with its little Paschal lamb, with his little lamb. Don't go to your share. Don't go to your parents. Don't go to your friends. Don't go to your neighbors. Only if there is no other possibility to consume the share, then only with the added you can join up with others. But the ideal picture of Klal Yisrael beginning is every father and mother with their children in their own home, if you have Avodas Hashem. Now, there are two Yomim Tovim, main Yomim Tovim in Klal Yisrael. There is Pesach and there is Sukkot. And they're so different from each other. Pesach, as we say, is the focus on the fundamental unit of Klal Yisrael, the family. Sukkot, on the other hand, we know is the place where we're going to learn Avodas Hashem, the Rabbim. Kol Ezra Yisrael, Yeshiva Basukos, as I'll say that all Klal Yisrael is possible to be able to be in one sukkah. From there we learn that sukkah shehulo is kosher. It can't shekol Yisrael yeshu b'sukkah achas. Sukkah is the mitzvah of hakel. Gather everybody together. It's the time when we can make send the message of the importance of the cloud and everyone together of the unity. Once in 7 years, though, this happens, the Hakel. But in general, Sukkot is also the object of joining together in the public eye and create the social unity of the Klal Yisrael. Pesach is the Yomtiv. Is the Yomtiv where we create the fire of the Avodas Hashem in the primary social order of our home to eventually create the Kedusha in the Klal Yisrael. Eventually, if we can make the Avodah at our home so intense, so great, so complete, that is an absolute necessity in order to create the greater Klal. The home is where Kol HaTova Kulo, it can be and can be lived out. Reb Shimshon Bar Hirsch says in the Pasuk, the Yidgu Zavar V'Kera Ba'Oves, saying that Klal Yisrael should be like the fish who multiply in the midst of the earth. So he explains so beautifully, he says, you go down to the seashore and you look over the ocean. It looks so placid, it looks so peaceful, little waves. You see nothing, no, you see no life. It looks all dead. But if you have the ability to be a deep sea diver, or if you know a little bit what's going on down under there, and under the sea level, under the surface of the ocean, under the sea, there is mountains, there are valleys, there is teeming with life, schools of fish, there is vegetation, there is all species of creatures, big, little, placid, dangerous, violent, quiet, all kinds of creatures. The beauty of the coral reef, the colors, all that is under the surface of this ocean. He says, so it is in a Jewish home, that someone walks by a Jewish home on the street, the Lord walks by and he sees a house like any other house, but he were able to go in the house, into the Jewish home, he will see a home, but there's a father and a mother, and there's children, and there's Shabbos, and there's Yom Tov, and there's a Pesach Seder, and there's a Sukkot, and there's a Shavuot, and there's a Shod and Yom Kippur, and during the year there's a Limud HaTorah, and the Chinuch Banim, and the Shmiras Kashis, and Shmiras Aras HaMishpacha. Everything goes on in the little Jewish home. There is so much life to it. Avodas Amidus, Avodas HaChesed, everything goes on in the Jewish home. That is the Jewish home, which is the nuclear unit of the Klal Yisrael. This year, Bnei Hashem is giving us now the gift of reducing our numbers at our store to the most elementary definition of Klal Yisrael, the nuclear Jewish family. The first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael is the mitzvah again of Yitzchak and each celebrate others celebrate. Every little family has its own Korban Pesach, father, mother, and offspring. Without the nuclear family invasion of Avodas Hashem, there would not be any Klal Yisrael. This is the message of Pesach, and this is maybe the message of our time. No communal siddurim, no hotel siddurim, no Orlando siddurim. Go back to your homes. Go back to basics. This is where it all needs to be. It needs to start. Social distancing. Stay home. Start over again with your family the way it was done in Mitzrayim. Maybe for too long even I've needed to the crowd give them a sense of value, sense of and who am I? Indeed, the social event to make yourself feel good, important, valuable. That's not the way it should be. You should be able to have that internally. Sense his value because he is an Eved Hashem. We don't need the outside, we don't need the people to give us that value. That sometimes we need to go to shul and we have a need to hear the Baal Tzura and Kabbalah Shabbos singing the beautiful Chabadis and Yigudim that inspire us to have the Kabbalah Shabbos Kedusha. Sometimes we need to go, people go to conventions to hear the speakers to make them feel that they can also aspire to higher thinking. And then there's the stadium back to the 100,000 people dancing together to give us that high feeling of pride of who we are as Am Hashem. All very nice, all wonderful events, all important. But that's the icing on the cake. The cake is the Ugos Matzos, the Matzos of Pesach. The cake is the basic, the fundamental inspiration that we get from Avodas Hashem in our own privacy of our own. Each celebrates others, celebrates our inspiration of Avodas Hashem. should start from that home, make the home the happiest and the holiest place on earth, the place with a string of that. Hashem now gives us a new chance. Chance is to go back and do what they did in the Sinai, to rebuild our own families, to rekindle a fire of Hashem at home. That this fire, eventually by extension, will contribute to the fire that will be in Klal Yisrael. I'd like to, as far as our fears go, let me mention this. Let's remember that Pesach has a special school, the school of Leil Shemuim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has a special shira, Hashgacha Pratit, of a Klal Yisrael on Pesach. That special shira that no Magdeva should come into our homes, for Lo Yitein Hamash Yisrael, is in the schools of us are refocusing on our voters, Habayis and Yehudi Abbati, on the Havodah of our own homes, and Kodesh Baruch will help us that there will be a Shmira ben HaShemayim, a little Shmira Shemurim, a well of Kaddish Chag, a special Shmira, when he will send us all the Yeshuas that we need, and the refuas that we need in the Hashem, and the Geula that we need. Yami, we say, Hinei Yeshua, Fi Efsach, Kolo Efod. The person has begotten in Hashem properly means, begotten doesn't mean that he believes in Hashem or he hopes for Hashem, that Hashem will do it what he wants. It means trust. It means trust. But the Tochum is trust. I trust that whatever Hashem is going to do is going to be for the best, my best interest. If a person, Yeshua, see, Eftach, Lo Efchod, there will be no reason for fear. If you know that you're putting yourself in the hands of someone who loves you, who is someone who loves you more than you love yourself, you have nothing to be afraid of. He's going to do only what's good for you. And that's the promise of a little shimurim of Pesach. And if a person is preparing now for Pesach, the achodah mitzvah as the schoolers of the mitzvah itself. If a Kodesh Baruch should help, as we say every day in our davening, Kohosher me'aleinu oyin deva v'chera v'ol v'yogon, you take away the enemy of the deva of the plague that is in the world today, and the yoga and the worry and the sadness and the tzar that we have living through this. Also, me'aleinu, oyev, devil, v'chera, v'ro, v'yoga, v'yoga, achki, ruchi, and we say that I put my trust in Hashem, it will be for good, as Hashem. So let us remember the nisim nigalu. With Nisim Hashidim Nikol, that is still now two weeks and something before Pesach. All we know, all this of the reality of today, of what a so-called plague, coronavirus, could disappear in a moment, and maybe Kashiach could come, and before we know, we might not even be here in this country, in America, or wherever we are now, but we could be back in Yerushalayim, in our Kodesh, and we will sit there in our primary unit of family, together with our children, and so too, as they did in the Sinai at that time, and we will then be able to celebrate Pesach with all we know, Yerushalayim, our Kodesh, Via Tamachia and Hail of Yomenu Omen.